Praise the Lord. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of the day or night it is where you are. Hallelujah. I want to say a big, big, big God bless you to you. This is, of course, Anne Marie McQueen coming to you from McQueen Universal Ministries. I thank God for you and thank God for the opportunity to come and just be a blessing to the body of Christ. We bless one another. Hallelujah. I'm glad that you're there and that we can fellowship together through this medium as always. God is great and greatly to be praised. And so I thank God. Hallelujah. He does all things well. Let's pray and trust God for today's Bible study. Father, we thank you. You're so good to us. We bless your holy name. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, and we ask you to speak through this vessel today to bring your mind to pass. Speak to the people what the people need to hear. You know where everyone is and what everyone is doing. Oh, God, let your word be real to each and everyone that hears. Lord, let the hearts who hear the word receive the word and receive truth that will make them free. We thank you. We love you, Lord. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Well, God is great, as always. And he's given us a word for this day and for this time. And it's a simple word. This won't take very long at all. I want to look at the word of God in Psalms 139. Psalms 139. And the word of God is so good, I'm going to read. I'm going to read quite a bit of it because I want you to hear the read and spoken word. If you can, get your Bibles and follow along because then you'll hear it and you'll see it. But I just want to share this word with you. Because when I read it, it was such a blessing to my soul. I just want to bless somebody with these words just to take a look at what it's saying. Sure, you can read it by yourself, but it's more fun. Let's read it together. Hallelujah. Psalms 119, and I want to begin at the first verse, and I'm going to read all the way down to verse 12, and we'll just discuss just a few of those in there. But it's nice to read, so let's read. The Bible said, thou knowest my downsetting and my uprising. Oh, no, let's start at verse 1. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsetting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. Hallelujah. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thank you, Jesus. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain into it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall uphold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, this word is so good. Glory to God. That every time I look at it and read it, I am excited all over again. I love to see what the word of God is saying here. I love to look at it over and over and read it again so that it can bless me. It says here, beginning at verse 7, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Where can I go from you, Lord? Now, I want you to keep in mind, God is a spirit. God doesn't have a physical body like we do. So as a spirit, he's able to go wherever he wants to. And in addition to that, God is omnipresent. So that means he can be anywhere he wants to be in an instant. I mean, it's just like he is there. He is there. He doesn't, God is a spirit, so God doesn't have to go somewhere. He's just there. And the interesting thing about God is he doesn't need time to be there. He's just there. That's powerful. I want you to think about the God that you serve, omnipresent, always there. And so he said, where can I go from your spirit? Where am I going to go? How can I turn from you? It says, if I ascend into the heaven, thou art there. We know that. If I make my bed in hell, though, behold, thou art there. Well, okay. Look at that. If I make, whether I go into heaven or go into hell, the Bible says he's there. God has complete dominion, authority, and sovereignty. Look at this. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me and thy right hand shall uphold me. Now, this is the verse that I want you to see. The writer here says, wherever I go, you are there. Wherever I go, you can find me. I know that. That's what the author is saying. But then he says something even more profound than that. He said, if the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light to thee. Isn't that great? Isn't it wonderful to know that this God that we serve is light? Isn't it wonderful to know that when he shows up in the darkness, it's no longer darkness, it's light now? Isn't it awesome to know we can never look for dark shadows and dark shadowy, suspicious places when it comes to God, but God shines in darkness and he shines his light upon all of us? Oh, that is so powerful. To know that people are thinking along the line and understanding what the Word of God is saying about the greatness and the power and the glory and the vastness of God, that even in when it comes to God, even the night is light to God. Even the darkness is light to God. So now if you got God on the inside, we should not walk in darkness, but we are children of the light. And we should walk in light at all times. He says, even the darkness cannot hide from God. Because as soon as he comes up, darkness is out of the way. God has power over darkness. And that just blessed my soul so much to think that we can't go anywhere. We can't hide anywhere. We can't show up somewhere else. We can't do anything without the knowledge and the power and glory of God. And that's wonderful, 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 wonderful. Take the time to read the rest of the chapter. It will be a blessing to you. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I bless your name forever, oh God. Bless the people. Lord God, this is your word. Even darkness is light to you. Bless the people, Lord God. Hey, Korah, Hashanda. Bless the people, Lord God, because we seek your face for a blessing. Bless the people, oh God, because only you are really authorized to bless. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for taking time with us. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name forever. Anne Marie McQueen, McQueen Universal Ministries. In Jesus' name, amen.